Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From theblogulator.com,
this is Blogulator Radio.
Skewering and fawning all things television for the Fancy Pants Gangsters Netcast Network.
I'm Chris.
I'm Drexica.
I'm Bridget.
I'm Qualler.
And we're here as a foursome together again, post-awards ceremony.
To tell you that our opinions are valid.
This time it was the Oscars. The Emmys, we've done the Golden Globes, and that's where they actually give awards to television programs.
We almost got the EGOT.
Mm-hmm. Almost got the EGOT. You guys kind of blogged the Grammys.
Yeah, kind of. A little bit.
It was in the background.
Okay. It was in the background. We snarked once. Yeah.
I kind of feel like the whole award ceremony tonight was in the background. I'm going to go ahead and give this Oscar.
Good one.
A big M-E-H.
Yeah.
Meh. I feel the way about all awards shows, and yet I always am watching them.
And I always get super jazzed.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I feel like...
That was boring.
Like too much candy. It's like the same feeling.
Oh,
that you get
metaphorical candy.
Tonight I also did eat too much candy, so I literally felt that way and figuratively.
So here was my wondering about doing this episode was like I really love the Oscars. I really like talking about movies, but this is a podcast about television.
The Oscars are on television,
and that's true. So let's talk about
it. Not just on television, but it's a huge television event.
It is.
It would be the elephant in the room that our listeners would be like, when are they going to cover the Oscars?
Right.
I was like, when are we going to say something about that elephant?
There is an elephant in the room right now.
Frank.
We're not talking to you, Frank.
That's a horse. I'm sorry. That's not an elephant.
Well, speaking of war horse, just kidding.
That didn't win anything.
Is there an elephant?
No, we don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Is there an elephant in that? No.
That was a joke. I would see war elephant.
Yeah. Or water for elephant?
No. Water for war elephant.
War elephant just called Jungle Book?
What war happened in Jungle Book?
Is there an elephant in Jungle Book?
There are elephant soldiers.
I think that's Robin Hood, isn't it?
No, that's definitely the Jungle Book, but it's not really...
Baby,
that's a good song.
Elephant.
It is a good song. Still not about war.
Okay.
Speaking of songs, two songs were nominated this year.
And yet they didn't have time to perform them.
No. I think, is that the first time that the original song nominees were not performed on the
podcast? I don't know.
I think it might be. Instead, we got treated to...
so many talking heads of actors.
Yeah, saying, this is why I love the movies. Black background.
Right.
Maybe the actors were like, I don't feel like the Academy Awards are enough about us.
Yeah.
And what, like, one thing that we need more of is, like, boring
actors'
things.
Opinions on stuff.
Right, and less of, like, clips of movies that...
Right. The clips of the nominated movies get less and less each year, so
right.
Much so that if you didn't see the movies, you would be equally as confused as to what those movies were about or like after watching the ceremony.
Right.
I do like the really adorable graphics they have when they do best adapted screenplay and like best original screenplay.
Yep.
It looks like very like Wes Anderson like Moneyball, but it's like all in like little kids cursive.
They should have just made Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy just with that on the screen. Would you have liked the movie then?
I would have liked that movie then.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
I enjoyed the Best Picture nominee montage featured explosions in the sky in the background.
Yes.
Which made it more cinematic, more epic, even though the artist didn't.
I closed my eyes and pretended I was watching Friday Night Lights.
I know, right?
But I do that for most things on television.
Yeah.
That happened.
And life.
And when we're making love.
Yeah. That's where I was going with that.
Right.
I know.
You just imagine that Mark's writing state on a whiteboard.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He is, kind of.
That would be the best.
That's a maneuver we do.
Yeah. You call it state.
The state.
We call it,
All right.
We call it always.
Rewind.
Let's start at the top.
Oh, good Billy Crystal callback to when his joke bombed.
Yeah.
When he lost the capability to speak.
Should we start with the fact that Billy Crystal...
was the host? And this is 2012. And I really didn't know that his voice changed that much. That happens when you get old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your voice gets all breathy and like, he's all talking like Gershon Keeler.
Yeah, a little bit.
The plastic surgery.
Prone to the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
What, did he have his vocal cords?
I don't know, when your skin is stretched that tight, it's really hard.
Like, this hold on, let's all try it. Let's all try it.
I'm touching it.
Oh, no.
It wasn't like y'all
ever
ate y'all. Yeah, it's a little harder, yeah, but it's a little harder.
I just turned into the smokers guy.
Yeah.
But it's a
but it's also like a breathy thing. It's not just like
yeah, because he's having trouble breathing.
It's like he's trying to cough and like not enough air goes through his lungs. And, yeah. So,
oh, Grandpa.
Right.
Oh, so
shut up. I bet he's starting to smell weird.
I was kind of hoping they wouldn't have Billy Crystal do a musical number.
They gotta do that. Yeah, they gotta
How
let
can
him
you avoid that.
That's
you
know, his they, big shtick.
I know, but I just it's so. I just feel like having him as like the every year host, and then bringing him back this year. It feels like. It would have been more clever if they had, like, broken him out of, I don't know, just trying to do
got
something
out of comfort.
Different.
He wouldn't have agreed to it if he was pushed outside his comfort
zone. Probably
time.
In his contract.
Why? Yeah. This is probably the most, like, attention that he's gotten since City Slickers 2.
Yeah, but as he said in the broadcast, he's, like, so chummy with the Oscars producers that it's just, like, a dynamic between them now. It's not, like, there's
they
no...
They just look at each other.
There's no motivation for them to push each other or, like, make the ceremony more than...
Also, people will watch the Oscars.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, the
Oscars ratings are going to stay the same.
Actually, no, viewership's declined over the years.
Oh, really?
But it's still, you know, it's still going to be number one
of the internet, because of bloggers.
Right. Because people like us.
Oh. What did you think of the Oscars?
I will say, I don't think that, I mean, this just goes to the whole meh piece of the whole Oscars, but his hosting is not going to get, like, any commentary at all, just because it was so vanilla, as opposed to last year when they had...
At least that was a train wreck.
James
that was something
Franco
to talk about.
Yeah, but when it's, like, all run by white 65-year-old men, like, they're probably like, let's bring back Billy Crystal. That was a disaster.
It's like, it's like beige compared to, like, a train wreck.
That's true. But, I mean, we're
and
huge
most
fans
of people watching it are probably
love,
that way,
we're huge fans of the McLaughlin Group on PBS, which is a television show that I don't think we've talked about on this broadcast.
No,
how is that possible?
Bye-bye.
But
James Franco and Anne Hathaway hosting the Oscars actually made their, like, list of worst things to happen in 2011.
That's right.
Beating out things like... Hurricane Irene.
Right. It was literally worse than earthquakes.
Yeah, I remember that. That was
literally worse than a natural disaster.
It was that.
It's
horrifying.
Worse than genocide.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's worse than thousands of people dying or losing their homes.
Yeah.
So,
because they were kind of
so
that's how bad it was.
Yeah, because those kids don't know how to host a show.
So the Oscars
can
are
I
such
speak?
A train wreck.
Can I speak?
So the Oscars are such a train wreck. That they make that, like, if you beat out hurricanes.
Right.
And I think, like, bully for the Oscars for getting Billy Crystal.
Right. To be fair, it was,
still
was
to bring
it, was
that
Pat Buchanan?
Bully for them.
Yeah.
Was
bully
it Pat Buchanan's
you.
Prediction or his, was it Pat Buchanan
I think it was
or
McLaughlin.
Rich Lowry? Was it McLaughlin?
I think it was McLaughlin.
It might have been.
I think it was McLaughlin himself.
Yeah.
He probably, an intern probably
he's
told him to say that.
104.
He has no idea
but,
what's going on.
But will this, here's the real question, will this Oscars broadcast get nominated for an Emmy?
Oh, of
guaranteed.
Course it will.
Yeah.
Because all of it, that's my favorite part of the Emmys.
Right.
It's like the world folds in on itself when it happens. Like,
like the cameraman zooms in on himself to say,
yeah. The Emmys win.
She's like, but
this
who's
year?
Filming me?
There's a lot of emphasis on nerds and people behind the scenes in terms of the in memoriam this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Steve Jobs.
Don't get us started on that.
Well, we did, so what do you have
I feel like there are nerds behind the scenes, and then there are, like...
Super geeks?
No, they're, like, the rich guys who, like, put up, like...
Oh, yeah, there's that.
And that was, I feel like it was more
always,
focused on, like, the executives.
It's the beautiful dynamic between nerds and rich people.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's Hollywood.
Right, yeah. We actually have a Venn diagram that shows nerdiness and wealthiness. My mom always told me from the time I was a little girl to be nice to the nerdiest boys in my class because they would probably grow up to have the jobs that made the most money.
Yep.
And it was true.
Well, did Mark, you got sad during the in memoriam part because you realized that if you were up there, it would say accountant?
Yeah.
And blogger. And friend.
Yeah.
What do you mean they? No one's going to do a memoriam for us that says whatever we want it to say.
We're going
to
make sure that happens, though, as long as we all die.
Get me
the
on the in memoriam, Oscar producers.
Your baby is going to be in charge of all of this. Can you hear this?
Oh yeah, Drixka's baby inside her belly.
We have high hopes.
What's the face for? The listeners need to know that there's
she doesn't want to talk about the baby in her
belly. Oh, we're not. Are we still not talking about it?
No. Yeah, she's in denial.
Yeah.
Hysteria.
We'll see.
I've taken the liberty to hire, what's her name, the pregnancy concierge from Pregnant in Heels.
Oh.
To come and help you out with it.
Pregnancy shows? This one's watching so many pregnancy shows on demand.
Yeah, well, I gotta, you know. It makes me feel better about myself.
It does.
Yeah, because those women have no idea what's happening.
Because one, I know I'm pregnant.
Yep, that's so good.
That's an important first step.
Two, I'm not pregnant and, like, dealing with, like, cancer.
Or homelessness. That was a sad one.
I'm also not 16. So, overall,
but are you pregnant in heels?
Pretty good about myself.
In heels.
That's a good one.
Is that actually, are you wearing about heels? Fancy women?
It's about a woman whose name I can't remember who calls herself a pregnancy concierge, and she, like, goes and, like, counsels, like, really, 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 really rich women who are, like, having babies.
And can't hit.
And are like, I haven't put together a crib yet. What? And she's like, you need to put a crib together.
And then it'll cut
to her
job.
On a camera going, she needs to put the crib together. I love it. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Is this a podcast about the Oscars?
I don't recall. Yeah, okay. So Billy Crystal.
So here's the
big
thing.
Old plots.
I feel bad that we can't talk about the two things that were supposedly actually genuinely entertaining in the show, which is the Muppets appearance and the Cirque du Soleil interpretive dance.
But I don't think the Muppets were that good.
Oh, really? Was that what was told by the rest of our audience downstairs?
Yeah, they said it was just really short dialogue between the Muppets.
Oh, it wasn't like a big number or anything?
No.
Oh, well, then forget about it.
There weren't any numbers.
They were just presenters?
It was
or?
Just Kermit and Miss Piggy? Piggy just talking to each other.
Okay, so we didn't miss much.
Yeah.
What else happened?
I liked when Brett McKenzie won, and he had a joke speech. Brett McKenzie won.
Brit?
Oh, yes.
Brit.
From Flight of the Conchords.
Yes. He had kind of a bit that he wrote that wasn't written by
But
Bruce
where was
Blanche.
Jermaine? That was weird. Do you think Jermaine's, like, at his apartment?
Yeah.
Watching it, being sad?
Sitting on his millions of dollars.
I wish Brett had invited me to the Oscars.
Brett is all the attention.
Because I'm not as handsome.
Hey, Murray. Why don't you give me an invite? Oh, I missed that show.
And
Flight of the Conchords fan fiction.
Another television crossover. Dean from Community.
Yeah, good for him.
Is also one
Jim
of the
Rash.
Writers.
Of the
And he had one of the funnier moments of the Oscars when he pretended he was Angelina Jolie.
All three of them did, yeah. Because Angelina Jolie shoved her big old flesh meat thing out of her dress.
Chris is referring to her leg.
Yeah.
Fleshy old meat thing.
That slit was way too high.
Her big old flesh
meat thing.
Chris has been complaining a lot about how overweight Angelina Jolie is and how he really wishes she could just, like...
Well, the only thing that had
maybe
eat
some yogurt and maybe...
Yeah. Maybe she could use some Activia.
Meryl Streep had a really braggy, un-Meryl Streep-like acceptance speech.
That's
that was
probably
weird.
What she actually
That's
is
what she's
like.
Actually like.
Oh.
She's probably like,
she forgot for a moment.
Bitches. I'm Meryl fucking
and
Streep.
And I'm pretty sure that the dress she wore was a dress that she wore, or she had picked out when she was nominated in, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
And it's been sitting in her closet. She's like, I never got to wear that dress. And tonight, she got to.
Yeah.
It was just so weird.
Good for you, Meryl.
Yeah, it was weird.
For those of you who didn't see it, her speech was essentially like, oh, everyone's pretty mad right now because they're thinking, wow, her again? But whatever.
Whatever. I got the Oscar.
Again.
I am pretty.
It was akin to
humble.
Madonna's Golden Globe acceptance.
Right.
Where she was like, I really wanted to be known as a director, but they asked if I could also write the song. And it was like, can I do both?
Yeah.
She talks like that because she's British. Kind
right.
Of.
She's not from Michigan.
I know
she's not from Michigan.
No. Yeah. No, she's Madonna.
Did anyone see Sacha Baron Cohen walk the red carpet as the dictator?
Oh no, did that happen?
That happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they showed it on camera and
I didn't see it happen, but I did see Ryan Seacrest on the E
pre-show
nice. That went on for like 4 hours. The first three of which no one had arrived, so they just talked to each other
of
about
Of course
their own
they
outfits.
Did, and that's fine.
and apparently like Sacha Baron Cohen had just walked by him. When I was out of the room and, like, spilled ashes on him that were apparently, like, from an urn of somebody. So he did pull off, like, the stuff.
I don't understand.
He has a new movie coming out called The Dictator. Is it called The Dictator?
Yeah.
where he...
Like a Borat type
thing. It's a Borat character. And so he walked the red carpet, like, as the character. Which the Academy and the industry...
They were aware of the prank.
Because it's serious shit.
It's very serious. And he was there...
So serious.
He was there because of Rango, right?
Hugo.
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 Is he in Hugo?
Yeah. He's pretty decent in it, actually.
Yeah.
It's not a huge part. But, yeah. So Hugo...
Hugo was a movie that came out this year that's not about... Giants.
What?
I
don't know.
You thought it was about giants for some reason?
Yeah.
Was it because of the robot boy?
I don't know.
Or something?
I don't know.
See,
which
I literally have no idea.
Which was the one where they were like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but
that's
for real.
Steel. Real Steel.
Okay.
It's different.
And Hugo's different from Rango.
Scorsese did not direct.
All these titles.
And it's not about the birds, the parrots, bird? The...
Oh, Rio?
Rio. Okay, yeah. See, there's lots of...
It's a lot to keep track of.
Were there any good acceptance speeches this evening?
No, because Michelle Williams was robbed.
She would have given the best acceptance speech.
We heard another thing that while we were gone, somebody gave a bunch of F-bombs. The best documentary winners for Undefeated.
Yep.
Supposedly
missed
that.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So what?
Gene, whatever.
Octavia Spencer gave a pretty good acceptance speech.
Yeah, that was nice.
It was heartfelt.
She
I appreciate that.
She was the only one that seemed like really sincere about it.
Yeah, it genuinely affected her.
Other than
is...
everyone from the artist who's like overly sincere about everything.
They're French. They can't help
really.
It.
They can't help
they
it.
Can't help it.
The,
I lived there for a year. They can't help it.
The actor, what's his name that won?
Jean-Judas-Jean.
We call him Gigi.
Is he a minor in French?
Yeah.
That's, okay.
All you learn in French classes is
they spend so long on how to do the "huh" sound.
Okay.
And the one that doesn't exist in English at all, it's like the U with the thing over it. E.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
E.
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 E. Oh, you know what's fun?
It sounds kind of like Fonzie, like a French Fonzie.
E.
E. E.
That's a good face. I wish the listeners could hear it.
My point is, take 20 minutes to describe it. His acceptance speech was like bordering on, what's his face from...
Roberto Bernini?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At least he didn't stand on a chair.
Yeah,
but he did like the equivalent
but
of that
yeah.
on stage.
Yeah, he kept trying to come back, like...
And like taking bows for no reason.
Right. Because they don't know that we take this really seriously.
But there was like no standing ovation and people weren't really even that into
right.
it. When they announced the artist, they were just like one best picture even. They were just like, and the best picture's the artist.
The thing about this telecast is that I think this is the first time at least... since I've been watching since I was little, that they did the Best Directing Oscar like way before the Best Picture Oscar, and that most years indicates or can solidify what's going to win Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle Hazavanahian or whatever won it for The Artist at like 9:15, and so then you just wait 45 minutes for them to finally give Best Picture.
They did bring the dog out though.
Right, finally.
Dog is pretty cute.
He was mad when they cut to that one moment when they cut to the dog.
The dog was mad.
Yeah, he was in the audience when they cut to the dog, and he was like angry barking, and it made me feel really sad because he probably doesn't want to be there.
Right.
Just like he probably didn't want to go to the Golden Globes.
Right.
He probably didn't want to be in the movie.
And they probably be giving him champagne. Well, I feel like a movie set.
Did they have champagne?
Like a closed movie set. Like I mean. And especially like if dogs are happy when they're like doing tricks and performing and have a job to do, but if he's just made to sit there in his little like dog bow tie
right.
for like
with like
7 hours,
clappy,
right?
And
while the dog from Beginners is just at home, just like actually having a good time,
right? All I know is that earlier today our smoke alarm went off and it took our dog 7 hours to recover from that, so I can't imagine what.
Yeah, the freaking red carpet.
Yeah.
Poor dog.
Oh. Who are you wearing?
Oh, on your side.
ABC.
Can I go to a park?
ABC kind of killed it with the promos of all their new shows tonight.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I can't wait
for
GCB.
Right. GCB.
There's two shows that have the word bitch in the title, but don't have the word bitch in
right.
the title.
Right.
GCB and...
They're tiptoeing around that.
Right.
And the revenge...
that was a
trailer was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminded me of the Big Love title sequence.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Daniel had blood on his hands, literally, and threw it.
Or maybe red paint. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. And Emily...
He could have just been doing some remodeling.
Yeah. Probably.
That's true. Listening to creepy music.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, and what's her name? The character that nobody cares about, the daughter, like threw pills into the camera and be like, look, I'm gonna have a plot line.
Guess things are gonna work out with her and Declan.
Yeah. Declan.
Declan. I'm Declan, your roommate.
won't you like me, rich girl? Oh, I've got a boat. Declan. No, I don't.
I think that the fact that we're a lot more into talking about the commercials for the new ABC shows than the Oscars,
tells a lot.
It just illustrative of like how
I'm trying to Missing. Think of any other significant moment from the Oscars.
Missing, starring Ashley Judd, looks awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, yeah, I feel like that was a show in the late 90s.
Right.
At least a couple of different Ashley Judd movies mashed together.
Right.
I'm really excited for Don't Trust the Bitch and Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Is it underscore or is it dashes?
I think it's just a big dash.
Just a big dash?
Yeah.
What's with all these shows with like really long titles?
I agree.
Someone finally has listened
like,
to my letters.
I just want my pants back and...
Right.
Yeah, but...
Because everything, like all of the one word titles ever have been taken out.
Except for Revenge and Missing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Luck. The thing that disappointed me is... I liked the clips that I saw online during the upfronts for Apartment 23, but the thing they were doing tonight was like showing all the roommates that applied or that tried to survive that apartment or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was kind of like a concept commercial to like
that was fun.
Describe the concept of the show.
The only thing I thought was funny was Dawson, James Vanderbeek's appearance.
But Brian I thought Cranston. It was fun because other stuff was like leading up to that kind of. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Promos are usually...
And the Good Christian Bitches, which is just called GCB. Like,
but is it Good Christian what are people Bells?
It was going to be Good Christian Bells, and then now they just decided GCB, apparently.
Oh, I thought it was Good Christian Bitches.
Well, it was. At first it was Good Christian Bitches, and then it was Good Christian Bells, and now it's just GCB.
It's like the give up.
Probably because they're like, Good Christian Bitches, that would be a fun name. And they're like, we're offending people because you can't use the word bitch. And
Especially
Good,
right next
good Christian,
Christian
Bells, yeah. that right. would be a fun name. Oh, you're offending people because
so
you're
now,
using the word
and,
Christian.
And now it's like risque because it's like, do you know what GCB means? Ooh. Yeah.
Mark just did a Dr. Evil and just
heard Kristen Chenoweth. Like,
God,
very,
I hate her.
Very,
what?
She's great. You're dumb.
I heard Kristen Chenoweth like very inarticulately explain
the
various titles that show went through on the Jay Leno show, which was like horrifying because it was like,
I'm sorry,
Jay Leno and
Kristen rewind.
Yeah.
Right. I know. The fact that I was watching Jay Leno to be
Don't you love Jay Leno?
No, it was Letterman.
I don't
it was
love
Letterman.
Jay Leno.
It was Letterman.
Was it Letterman?
Yeah. Because Letterman made fun of her to her face. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I like Kristen Chenoweth.
She's got a dumb face and a dumb voice.
She is a horrible person, but I
enjoyed her. Where
is this coming from?
Yeah.
Once we saw her on a late night talk show talking about how she, like, as a hilarious anecdote, how she got somebody fired from a Starbucks because they weren't friendly enough to her.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, maybe they should have been. Oh, but she's got a fun voice, and she sings and dances.
You enjoy,
I enjoy her
voice?
Yeah. I do enjoy her performance.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah. Oh,
why?
I know what else we can talk about from the show.
What else?
Sorry, go ahead. No, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Kristen.
And there's trouble in the family.
Trouble in
I know what else we can talk about.
Yes.
Nick Nolte's transformation into Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Not the Santa Claus.
Just straight up Santa.
Just straight Santa up Santa Claus.
Like, his cheeks are nice and rosy.
Super rosy.
His beard, it's not too long, but it's getting
there. It's not too long.
I feel like he was making
nice
cookies.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, he just got done making cookies.
I smelled cookies when I saw him on the television.
I've never seen Nick Nolte that jolly in my life.
Well, he rode in on that reindeer, too. Which,
well, that was kind of tipped it off.
Well, especially, like,
and
10,
he brought
20...
Mrs. Claus.
Like, between, like, 95 and 2005, he looked, like, haggard, like he was going to die at any second.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
We're it's all dead ghost? And he's alive?
Neither of those things. Neither. What?
It's the twist.
Okay, so Nick Nolte is about to die. He hasn't led a particularly good life in the non-denominational... Or, like, the take the religion out of
he's
Christmas
on a TV
kind
show
of good.
If you're trying to pitch
right?
a show.
So, like, no, I'm just, okay, no, I'm not trying to pitch a show. I'm explaining what
all
actually
right,
happened.
All right, all right,
so,
all right.
he's looking more and more haggard, like he's about to die, and he's like, oh, what's gonna happen to me? And then Oh, and now it's not going to sound good. He actually turned into Santa Claus to save his life.
Oh,
like, okay.
So that's actually how Santa Claus.
It's the Santa origin story.
That's how Santa Claus is immortal.
He
trades bodies
with an actor who's.
So it's like Charlie Kaufman writing the Santa Claus movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
yeah.
did you guys think about the band in the
Esperanza Spalding.
And with A.R. Rahman from. Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, like up in the... What do you call those?
I liked boxes? The music.
You know, where Statler and Waldorf sit from the Muppets.
The presentation was kind of weird and awkward.
Yeah.
But the music was fine.
Stilted.
Yeah. I like that it was different. I mean, that was like one of the few things that was different about the presentation.
Oh, wait. I know we didn't talk about the major blooper right before the In Memoriam.
Oh, yeah. Frozen screen.
Frozen screen alert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and also the fact they played What
a Wonderful
World.
Wasn't even that interesting of a blooper.
No.
Yeah, if that's like the most interesting thing.
And it
kind of
was, yeah.
And it really, yeah, exactly.
Look, I'm trying, people.
I know, it's like...
Yeah. Who tweeted about What a Wonderful World? How that was a terrible song choice?
Oh, somebody, I don't know.
Saying,
good job, somebody.
Like, What a Wonderful World, these people are gone now.
They're dead.
We don't have to deal with them anymore.
Right. Well, Sarah McLachlan's too busy doing the...
All right, the pet commercials.
The pet commercials.
In the arms of the angel.
Oh, that was beautiful.
It's about heroin, that song. Oh. Everyone knows that, right? It's not about saving puppies. So let's just let's get that out.
What else happened? Yeah. That book came up for a really long time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We all did good laugh because it was a big book.
Yeah.
It's like they always complain about how they're trying to like cut minutes out of the show.
Yeah.
And then they like take 40 minutes to have this book rise.
Right. Although I think
music notes on it.
Although I think that ended up being a bit because then... Then Billy Crystal just said, meh, after that came up. And then they laughed.
You know what was kind of
funny?
It
was a stupid bit. So
a stupid bit.
It was a waste.
What was kind of funny was Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
Zach Galifianakis accidentally dropping the cymbals was probably the best part of the night.
And then the whatever that girl is on stage.
The Oscar.
The Oscar girl.
Yeah.
She like clearly was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Right.
Here's
those two should host it next year.
Yes, yeah. That'll never happen.
Did Ellen DeGeneres, she hosted it before, right?
Yeah.
She should always host it. If it's going to be somebody like boring,
right.
At least be somebody that like everybody
is
can
likeable
agree on.
And is still chuckle. I don't think...
I like Ellen DeGeneres.
I like her.
She's
I like
fine.
Her stand-up. I'm at that point in my life.
Right.
I like a comfortable pair of pants, and
she can and she can do
stand.
Like she can do like stand-ins in like fake movie clips better than Billy Crystal can, and like
I'm still waiting for Letterman to host again.
Everyone can do anything better than Billy Crystal except for David Letterman.
Uma, Oprah. Uma.
That wasn't funny.
I loved it.
he was maybe the only host worse than
best host ever. No, second best host is James Franco.
We haven't mentioned the opening sequence where.
Because it's totally forgettable.
Yeah, but Billy Crystal played...
Yeah, what happened?
Like, oh, yeah, he played Sammy Davis Jr., which apparently was a famous impersonation of his.
Yeah, he did that a long time ago.
But it's
so the baby boomers love it.
It's still kind of blackface.
But, like, 20 years later and, like, a new generation, we realize that it's racist, but baby boomers are still like, eh, whatever, it's funny.
Yeah, but at least we let him use the same bathroom as us, right, everyone?
Right, the help.
The help. The help.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Oh, and Justin Bieber
we're
was
in there. Racism now because of the help.
Yeah.
Some awards.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. The artist was better than the help, at least.
Yeah. I think we all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The acting in the help was better than the art.
Yeah.
That's
true.
That's true.
Very true.
The help. I mean, like the help had some redeemable qualities.
It did.
It had really good acting.
You know what I think?
Yeah.
Even when it's people that just like dropped in to phone it in.
Yeah.
You know, like cartoons,
it was still Sissy Spacebag. It was still Allison Janney.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know in cartoons when people get hit on the head and then like birds and stars spin around their head?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel the whole movie The Artist was. Like,
yeah.
I got knocked unconscious and this was just like the hilarious romp that was like happening.
Because French people made it. And
it's just like, da-da-da.
It's like that weird like French cultural tradition of co-opting American cinematic culture.
Yep.
But like they don't really understand.
They don't know. They're so like what's the word I'm looking for?
French.
They're so genuine in their intentions.
Uh-huh.
Where it's just like we want to like show all our adoration, but they forget to make it actually interesting.
Yeah.
You know.
And there's not a separation between actual American culture and like the. The so it's like this weird like and Americans love it. The Academy loves
it
because
Because they're getting
it celebrates, right?
It because it celebrates all the things that are great about old Hollywood, right, without recognizing any of the like historical cultural context that surrounded old Hollywood that was like horrible that we shouldn't be like idealizing.
It's the same reason why Billy Crystal is coming back over and over again to host.
Well, and let's be honest, based on the demographics of the Academy voters that got leaked, many of them probably have fond memories of seeing silent movies on their first run in the theater.
Yeah. But I mean,
wasn't it nice when women didn't say things?
Is that they had fond memories of seeing American films, because Hugo is about the exact same time period, but it's about French filmmakers. Mm-hmm. But the French filmmakers are the ones that made The Artist, which was an homage to American cinema.
Right.
French cinema
has like a tradition of like revolutionary stuff.
Oh yeah. Like, that's why Hugo's such a better movie.
In the 60s, they were doing stuff in French cinema when we were like, sing and dance and nothing's wrong at all.
Right, and then 30, like French New Wave, 30 years later influences Scorsese. Mm-hmm. And like,
French New Wave was happening in the 60s.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like,
so it doesn't come to America until like 30 years later.
Yeah,
whatever.
And TV draws much of its what is TV but little movies?
Can we talk about
we could talk about how he was like at the beginning. I'm sorry, Billy Crystal saying like everyone watches TV on their phones now.
Oh yeah, there are a lot of stupid like can you believe technology. You know what's different about life now is technology.
But then all the commercials were for Google.
Right.
Whatever.
Can we talk about Billy Crystal's like? Okay, I'm gonna be Billy Crystal, and now you guys, yeah, in a second.
Okay.
I'll be Billy Crystal. You guys laugh when I point at you, and then I'll imitate Billy Crystal. Okay.
Okay.
So, have you seen people watching movies? They're watching them on their phones. I'm just gonna look at the camera a little bit, and now I'm gonna smirk. That's Billy Crystal hosting.
Yeah,
that's in a nutshell.
Say a thing.
Well,
say another thing.
Yeah.
Wait 10 minutes. Slowly smile.
He might not smile, but he always does.
He always does. Even if there's no laughter.
Right.
The other thing that's annoying about him.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You see, that was a joke.
There was also another really funny segment, which was directed and featuring the cast of Christopher Guest movies.
Oh, yeah.
That was really funny.
In which it was like a focus group for The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Yeah.
I missed the beginning, but I think that's what
that
it was.
That was really funny.
And then Billy Crystal was like so jealous of how good it was that after the fact he's like, oh, by the way, remember that thing I did at the beginning? That was made by this film company.
Yeah. Right.
He said like, that was funny. That was a good job, guys. Also, that movie that I did at the beginning was a good job.
Yeah. Right. It's like, then it was like 40 minutes later.
I know. Like, and your thing wasn't that funny.
No. I'm going to say, because Fred Willard was a part of that.
Oh, yeah.
Of that sketch.
He's your favorite.
He is my favorite. And I think he should host the Oscars.
Yeah.
I think that whole cast of Christopher Guest.
The whole Christopher Guest troupe.
Regulars.
Yeah. Should host the Oscars. Yeah. And it would be the best thing and that ever happened to television and the movies.
Right.
Plus the dog from
the Oscars should be presented as a mockumentary.
The dog from the artist. The dog from the artist is going to be the Miss Oscars. The one who has And they can attach him to a little wagon.
Yep. All right, we just came up with the idea.
You're welcome.
Okay, you're welcome. Yeah. You can go to sleep and eat your Ovaltine in the morning.
Oh, Ovaltine.
Yeah.
That's product placement.
That's fine.
See, product placement. Thanks to Netflix. Our sponsor. Go online to bit.ly/blogflix to get your free 2-week trial courtesy of Fancy Pants Gangsters and Blogulator Radio.
And thanks to Netflix, because without them, we wouldn't have been able to watch many of the Oscar nominated movies and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta check out Warrior.
So you've gotta watch them and come up with your own valid opinions.
Right. Yeah. Warrior featuring Nick Nolte, who we talked about earlier, is now on streaming.
It's on streaming?
Yeah.
Really? We recently just saw Moneyball.
I just got it on disc.
Oh, you got it on disc.
Disc.
Oh,
yeah.
It's on streaming too.
Well.
And The Help.
And The Help?
Is there, Dawson.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of Dawson's Creek connections. Sort of.
Oh,
not really.
Michelle Williams.
In the Oscars. Michelle Williams, commercials of James Vanderbeek.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Busy Phillips there.
Yes.
Tom Cruise, who's married to Katie Holmes.
Right. Right.
Was
that at the Best Picture Award for some reason?
Right.
Yeah.
And there was no Joshua Jackson.
No. Where's Joshua Jackson's career?
I don't know.
He's on Fringe.
He's on Fringe.
But,
yeah. He's the only one who's on a regular TV show.
When is Kevin Williamson going to get the Oscar?
When he's done, right?
Has he made a movie?
Scream 4.
Scream 4. Yeah. Scream 1. I know what you did last summer. Scream 2. I know what you did last summer, too.
I still know what you
he's
did.
Gonna, he's
did
last doing summer. That. Have you guys seen the serial killer drama show run by Kevin Williamson starring Kevin Bacon that's coming out this fall?
What?
Yeah. Was Kevin Bacon's a serial killer?
No, he's like an FBI guy. But maybe he's a serial killer too. We'll see.
So it's Dexter?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was hoping for
but Kevin Williamson.
Yeah, no, I'll watch it. Kevin Bacon. Murder in the first.
And that takes care of that.
Yeah.
Because our opinions are valid. Thanks for listening. Find us online at theblogulator.com and we'll be back next week. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.